Joining us right now, Dr. Willie Wilson is on the phone. You know Dr. Willie Wilson from the few times he's run for public office here, and he's become quite a community leader along the way while doing that. And he has announced that he is going to be donating tens of thousands of masks in every ward through Chicago. And obviously, thank you for that. Let's talk a little bit about the mask, because you've been in the medical supply business, right? I mean, throughout your career, you owned a medical supply company.
That's correct. I've been having it ever since 1997.
So where now, masks are still kind of hard to come by, aren't they?
Well, they're very hard to come by, but we have a relationship that we've been purchasing them for a long time in China. And that's why we're getting them from, although it's still very difficult to get them out. You have to pay cash and everything up front in order to get it out to from China. So you have to just pay it up front in China. Then they won't ship it. Otherwise, you know, they won't do it. So you have to pay them up front. And but we've been doing that up front and wire transferring money into their account. And they'll ship them to us. We really been selling about the last 3 or 4 months, somewhere over 100 million masks per month to our corporate partners. Meanwhile, we gave away today 20,000 to all 50 wards, those who came, and it was about a million face masks today at 10 o'clock.
So 20,000 to each ward, and how are people going to be able to get a hold of those?
Well, they already came and did it today. We was at the right across the street from City Hall. We did it this morning at 10 o'clock.
But then how do they distribute? How is the city going to be distributing these?
Well, each alderman from each ward, those who came today, and I don't think all 50 of them came, but I think it close to 40 some of them came.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had their trucks and their cars, and they pick them up. And we line them up, put them on the sidewalk. And they pick them up in their cars and truck, and they drove off. Each alderman was there today, and for those 5 or 6 that was not there, some of them was a little bit committed already. We'll kind of go take their neighborhood later on, you know?
Yeah. And are these the N95 masks? Are these surgical masks? What kind of masks are they?
Well, these are surgical masks here. We do have KN95 that we gave some away today, some of the police officers,
right,
to today, and we'll continue to have those too. But most of them is those surgical masks. 90% of the masks that we bring over here, those surgical masks, what you see people in the street walking around and wearing.
Yeah, right, Really, it's important for, again, stopping the replication of this virus. If it's not even giving you full protection from standing next to somebody who is infected, if you're breathing, you know, around them, it does give you some level of protection, according to Dr. Fauci when he was asked about this a couple weeks ago. And most importantly, it keeps you, in case you're infected and don't realize it, it keeps you from being able to spread that droplet that is so has so much virus in it and is really one of the reasons that this is such a virulent disease.
Yeah, we go by what we hear on television, but those masks that is made, they have to be in a clean room environment, you know, inspected, 95%, you know, particle free. We bring them over, and people cough and things of that nature, breathe other people's breaths and things of that nature. It is helping. I feel a lot comfortable with it on me. Certainly, I think everybody else should feel a lot more comfortable now with all of these things going around today, you know?
What is your sense, Willie Wilson, of how starkly this particular virus has hit in the black community in Chicago? What do you account for?
Well, you heard me talk in the past about reparation. That's one of the reasons why I've talked about it, is to help get the community up to par, education-wise, financial-wise, to help bring that up to par. I think it's new to due to the fact of people, somebody eat the wrong food, diabetic, high blood pressure, not having a proper job, place to stay, education-wise, and the community make like $36,000 a year compared to Latina, $46,000, white community like $82,000 a year. And we didn't get a chance to pull that part up. It's something that we really have to consider, because as many people that happen to die in the black community, as we communicate together, it passes on. It's to all of our best interest to work together and to bring the community up to part, so we all can be a lot more safer too, all the way around, education, economically, and social issues. Yeah.
Yeah. I've noticed that there, you know, we see these videos, and you had this thing happen on the West Side 2 nights ago where large groups, primarily of teenagers and young adults, mm-hmm. who are getting together in the streets, you know, for street parties, because, you know, they're there. And there's a sense that at least that group of kids, those, and I'm going to, you know, account for like mid-teens to mid-20s, that's what it looks like to me, are not taking this seriously enough, or do not understand the impact of this, not necessarily on themselves, although that could be bad too, but mm-hmm. on the people around them, and the, you know, by their parents or grandparents or great-grandparents. And that seems to me, or anybody else in their family who's, you know, over the age of 30, 40, 50 now, I mean, this is all bad for a lot of different reasons. So how do we get to those kids? How do you get them to understand that they need to be a part of the solution here, not the problem?
Well, we have to do more communication. We have to have those young men and young ladies need to be able to trust and believe in people that's going to help them and have their best interests at heart. A lot of them, as you know, you're unemployed, you're staying in the house, no place to go. Mental-wise, it's affected the African American community more harder. You know, a lot of them don't have computers and things at home to even get homework. A lot of them don't even have food to eat. You know, and so who care about them? You know, we haven't shown that compassion enough. It had to be communicated, and I'm certain it's going to continue to reach out. All I can do to try and let them know, look, this is important. Regardless of what the circumstances happen to be, it is important. You know, nobody want to see family members hurt or something like that. Right. This is real.
Absolutely. Dr. Willie Wilson, as always, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Chicago philanthropists gave 1 million masks today to the Chicago community to be spread through all 50 wards.